Okay, today we're going to do Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph of Maseches Sukkah. We're holding on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, five lines into the page. And we're going to be talking about all sorts of schach and what's kosher. We're still talking about what's kosher to use as schach. And we're going to, this entire daf, both Amud Aleph and Amud Beis, is going to be a lot about being mesakech with things that are bundled. And we're going to talk about other halachos relating to bundles and the definition of a bundle. So let's see. Amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav. Hay afkusa dedikla mesachin bo. If you have the shoots of a date palm, you're allowed to use them for schach. Afagav dagidi, even though these are things that naturally grow in a bundled way, so it looks like a bundle. Eged bidei shamayim lo shmei eged. The reason it's okay is because it's something that's naturally bundled, meaning it's not something that you put a number of items together and bundle them up. No, it's something that naturally grows in the way. So afagav dahadar agadahu, and even if you take some binding material, some rope or something, and tie it around these bundles, still ige b'chad lo shmeged, since ultimately by it's one item, it just naturally grows looking like a bundle. If you tie something around a single piece of schach, that doesn't make it an eged, meaning this would be the equivalent of taking one bamboo stick and tying a rope around that single bamboo stick. That's not an eged, that's not a bundle, and that would therefore be perfectly fine. So even though these offshoots of the date palm look like a bundle, when you tie something around them, you're not really bundling anything. It's just a single item. Amar v'chisam ravina barshila, hani dukri dekani mesachin buhu. You're allowed to use the stalks of a certain type of cane for schach. Afagav da gidinin hu, even though they're bound together, it's an eged, but eged b'dei shemayim lo shmeged. It's naturally bound together, and therefore it only has a din as if it's a single item. And afakav dahadar agadahu, eged b'chad lo shmeged. And like we said, even if you tie a rope around it, that's not called making an eged, because it's tying a rope around a single item. Tani nami hachi kanin v'dokran mesachin ben. And we have a brisa that says just like this, because it says that you're allowed to use cane stalks, and you're allowed to use poles, certain types of poles, So kanim pshita, isn't it obvious that you're allowed to use cane stalks to use for schach? What would be the problem? Same a kanim shel dokranim sachin lu. No, the chiddush is these aren't two separate things, kanim and dokranin. We're saying cane stalks that are shel dokranim, which means that it's many different stalks that can be used for schach, because it's really naturally grown together to look like many different stalks, but it just grows together. And it's really just one stalk. And therefore, the first main point over here is going to be that something that naturally grows looking like a bundle does not have the halacha of a bundle. It has the halacha of a single item and can therefore be used for schach, even if you tie it up again yourself later. Vam Rav Chista Amar Ravina Bar Shila. Rav Chista says in the name of Ravina Bar Shila. Hani Marisa Da'agma Adam Yotze Ben Yidei Chavas Pesach. What seems like something totally unrelated, that if a person has what's called the Maror of the swamp, so he's allowed to use that for the mitzvah of Maror on Pesach, meaning the Mishnah Maseches Pesachim defines five vegetables that are kosher to use for maror. One of those vegetables is actually called maror, but that's just one type of vegetable that's kosher to use for maror. So within that vegetable of maror, what if it's not called maror? It's called marisa da'agma. It's called the maror of the swamp. So does that mean that it's not classic maror, that it is some sort of other form which is not really the vegetable that's okay? So we're saying that it's kosher to use it. So the Gemara says, really? When something has what we call a shem levi, when something has a title, some other name, where it's not just called stam, the item itself, it has some other qualifying name, does that still count as if it's the item itself? We have another area in the Torah where it doesn't seem that way. There's a Mishnah Negoyim that says as follows, Mesve, Ezov, they would have to use an Ezov for a number of different halachos in the Torah. One of them is to be Metahere Metzora. So that's why it comes up in Maseches Negoyim. Ezov, the Ezov branch that you have to use, is Velo Ezov Yavan. You're not allowed to use a Greek Ezov. Velo Ezov Kochali. You're not allowed to use what's called a blue Ezov. Velo Ezov Midbari. You're not allowed to use a desert Ezov. Velo Ezov Romi, nor a Roman Ezov. Velo Ezov Shesh Hashem Levi, or an Ezov that's called anything but Ezov. Only if it's just called Ezov are you allowed to use it for the Tara of the Metzora. So over here, here also, the Torah says, eat maror, that's it. You're only allowed to eat something that's called maror, not something that's called swamp maror or anything else maror. So how can we say that you're allowed to use swamp maror? So Rabbi, you call Shanashtanash Mokodamat and Torah, Vasa Torah, Vikpid Aleha, Viadua Shiashal Shem Levai. It depends when it got this title, when it got this name. If it got this name before Matan Torah, and yet the Torah says, no, you're only allowed to have maror, so then I would say that the Shem Levai is no good, that the maror that the Torah is trying to tell me not to use anything but that stam maror. But Vahani, this type of maror that we're talking about, the swamp maror, lo nishtana shamayu kodem Matan Torah klal. It didn't have that name before Matan Torah, and therefore when the Torah comes along afterwards and says to use maror, it's not trying to preclude the possibility of using this. Rava Amar Hani Marisa Stama Shemayhu Vaidakar Marisa Da Agma Mishum Dimshtak Agma. Rava says, no, as a vegetable, this is called maror, so that's why it's kosher. The fact that we call it swamp maror is just because that's where it can easily be found. But that's not a description of the maror itself, it's just a description of where you're most likely to find it. So two explanations, this is main point number two, two explanations why you're allowed to use swamp maror, even though normally things that have a shem levai are not kosher. Number one, this shem levai only developed after Matan Torah. And number two, this shem levai is not descriptive of the item itself, but simply it's the location where you can find it. It's like a maramakum halo. It's just telling you, Torah is just telling you where to find it. Okay, so says the Gemara now, in terms of eged, in terms of what halachically qualifies as an eged, as a bundle, Amar Rav Chisda, eged b'chad lo shmei eged. Certainly, if you just bundle one thing, so that's not called a bundle. You tie a rope around a single piece of bamboo, that's certainly not a bundle. Shalosh shmei eged. You tie three things together, certainly an eged. This is reminiscent of the Gemara we had earlier about chatzitza and hair, where we said if there's three hairs tangled together, then certainly it's fully tangled, but two together, we weren't sure, something like that. So if you have one hair, so then certainly it's not, I'm sorry, it was the other way by the hair. I think if it was one hair, then it was definitely considered to be a chatzitza, because it would be really tight. Three is definitely loose enough that it wouldn't be a chatzitza, and two we weren't sure about. So similarly over here, we know what the halach is by one, we know what the halach is by three, we're not sure what the halach is by two. If you have a bundle of one, so that's not a bundle at all. Shalosh shmeyed. You have a bundle of three, that certainly is a bundle. Shnayim, if you have a bundle of two, machlokas Rabbi Yosef Rabbanan. That's a machlokas Rabbi Yosef and Rabbanan. It's not. Mitzvah Ezov, shalosh kalachin. The mitzvah of Ezov is to take three stalks and put them together, and that's for the Parah Aduma, to make an agudas Ezov. Uvehen, shalosh gvalin. And there are three stems in each stalk. Rabbi Yosef Mitzvah Ezov Shlosh Gevolin. Rabbi Yossi says the mitzvah of Ezov is to have three stalks. Like we said, Ushiyarav Shnayim. And if only two are left, if one of them falls off and two are left, that's okay. V'gardum of kolshu, and if it gets chopped down, it gets chopped short because you're using it for the sprinkling of the Parah Aduma so much that it gets broken down. So even though the gardumim is a term that we use by tzitzis also, we talk about it, a tzitzis string gets cut. It means that it's cut very short. So then even kolshu, even if it's just any tiny amount that's still there, is good enough. So what do you see? That Rav Chisda holds that that we have machlokas, where the two things that are together are considered to be an aguda. They're considered to be bundled together or not. But we're not sure who holds what. So says Gemara, kasal kadaitan. Now, when first looking at this, you would think, midishiyarav shnayim, since Rabbi Yossi is the one that holds, that if there are two left, it's good enough, tzchilas nami shnayim. He must be the one that holds, Rabbi Yossi must be the one that holds, that two counts as a bundle, and you're allowed to make a bundle of two. The Haidu Ketani Shlosha LeMitzvah. And when Rabbi Yossi says that you should really have three, that's L'Charchila, that's the best thing to do. But really, strictly speaking, two is also considered to be a bundle, according to Rabbi Yossi. Umid Rabbi Yossi, shlosh the mitzvah, the rabbanu shlosh l'akev. Ah, so if Rabbi Yossi holds shlosh is only in the mitzvah, you only need three for the best possible way, but really two is good enough as well. So the rabbanon who disagree must hold that you need three, that three is ma'akev, that it's not called a bundle with less than three. So says Gemara, problem is, Vatanya, we have a braisa, Rabbi Yossi omer ezov shetchilasu shayim ushir of echad, pasul, venu kasher achie. The Rabbi Yossi says that if an Ezov started out as two, it's going to be puzzle. Only if it started out as three and there are two left, it's kosher. So you see that Rabbi Yossi thinks that three is ma'akev. It has to start out as three. So don't tell me that Rabbi Yossi is the one that holds that two is good enough and three is only the mitzvah. Says Gemara Epoch. Yeah, we have to switch it around and say as follows. The Rabbi Yossi shlosha la'akev. The Rabbanan shlosha la mitzvah. Rabbi Yossi thinks three is ma'akev. The Rabbanan think three is only a lechachila dikadin. And in fact, we have a brisa that confirms that suspicion, that that's how it should be read. V'atanya, ezov t'chilaso shnayim u'shiyarav echad, kosher ve'inu pasal ashe t'chilaso u'shiyarav echad. That an ezov that was with two and has only one left over is kosher, and it's only pasal if it started out as one. Shiyarav echad pasal, ham shiyarav echad kosher. What do you mean? It's if it has only one left over. It's possible. We said that if it has one left over, it's kosher. It has to mean that it's only kosher if it had initially as many stems as it needs to have in what's left over afterwards, which is one stem. So that obviously is not the shita of Rabbi Yossi. That brisa has to be the shita of the Rabbanan. So if you have this brisa, that's something that's just two stems is kosher, we have to assume that when the Rabbanan say three stems for the Ezov, it means that that's l'mitzvah. But Rabbi Yossi thinks the three stems is even la'akev. So main point number three, we have a single stem is definitely, a single item is definitely not an aguda, three items is definitely yes an aguda, two items is machlokas, whether it's an aguda or not. Rabbi Yossi says no, and the Rabbanan say yes. As Hashem, next time we will pick up on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis at Darash Mereimar.